Blackstone Audiobooks presents Immoral by Brian Freeman. For Marcia. The distance that the dead have gone does not at first appear. Their coming back seems possible for many an ardent year. Emily Dickinson. Prologue. Darkness was a different thing in the North Woods than it was in the city. He had forgotten. The girl was invisible, no more than a ghost under the midnight sky. But he knew she was there, very close to him. He clutched her warm wrist in his hand. Her breathing was soft and measured. She was calm. Her perfume, always familiar to him, filled his nostrils again, a lingering, unusual essence of spring flowers. Lilac, he thought, and hyacinth. He remembered when that perfume alone, just the smell of it, could arouse him. He had missed her scent and her body. Now here they were, together again. A fist of dread gripped his insides. A wave of self-hatred washed over him. He didn't know if he had the courage for what came next. Waiting, planning, wanting, he had fantasized about this night. She was so much a part of his mind that when he looked in the mirror...